you have a very fascinating story, which we learned a little bit about on the inside. Born in Germany, fled just before the onset of World War II, and then came back. You came here to America and ended up in our military serving under Patton. And then not only were you a Holocaust survivor, you were part of the liberation effort. What was it like to liberate those that were your peers but were not lucky enough to get out of Germany as you did?
Well, we liberated, for instance, a concentration camp. And we had difficulty communicating with them, because to them, they were occupied by guys in a gray uniform. Then they were occupied by a khaki uniform. And the people in the concentration camp were not very cooperative. And what one of our boys had to do, he assembled the residents and he spoke to them in Yiddish. And that was an entirely different story. That they smiled, in other words.
Once they understood, that you could be trusted.
We also had a situation that we gave them all of our food, which was a poison, for the simple reason that these people hadn't eaten for 2 or 3 years anything solid. And suddenly you give them high-grade food and you created more medical problems than you tried to solve at the time. And we had to call the medics in to gradually transfer the foods to them in a more normal fashion. And besides, I was working and living over in the army. I was under the command of General Patton, and he doesn't sit still. So you move. So he said, let the medics take care of them. And he in effect told us, let's go to Moscow. But we didn't.
No.
Thank God.
No, no. And he certainly had that reputation for wanting to keep going.
Yeah.
How was that on you and your comrades, having to keep up with the whims and ambitions of General Patton?
In the army, you do as you're told. They don't have a list of desired things.
Now, you speak, you tell your story to today's students,
yeah.
And the message you've wanted to send them is, you know, if we forget this, you know, we certainly don't want this to happen again.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that what we're hearing and seeing in the world and the news today, are you concerned we're heading back that way?
At the moment, I'm very much concerned with the anti-Semitism that goes on. I'm seriously concerned, and to me, it's something that the government should be heavily involved in it. That is not the case at the moment.
A lot of Central European nations are leaning much more nationalist. Does it give you flashbacks to your youth in Germany when you're seeing these attitudes rising up again?
Yes. I get concerned that things are pointing towards that direction. So, to subdue certain people.
What do the students, when you get to talk to younger students, what are the more common questions that they ask of you, and what do you feel that you have gotten to them with your message?
The most questions I get is from the students to ask me about my experiences that I talk about, which happen to be all governmentally involved, hateful type of situation. So.
Do you feel that they really can grasp your story?
I had unfortunately, in the minority, people come to me and say, you know, after listening to you, I will never hate again. You know how children tell their mothers, I hate you. And in that respect, I think I've made some progress.
children will say, you know, to their parents, "I hate you," when they're mad because they're
especially
not getting
their way. Especially if you don't give them cigars.
Exactly. But but that being said, I mean, but the word hate itself.
I never had that problem.
Oh, that's good.
My father had a cigar, a tobacco store.
Oh, good. But the word hate itself, I mean, a child might say it. Do you feel that when the child has met you, that they have a new appreciation for the power of that word?
Yeah. I don't get any negative reactions from it. The reactions are all positive. That something registered. You know, when I speak about hatred, I think it's an acquired habit after birth. It's nothing that you inherit. And I had one situation where a father taught his kids to hate, and the kids took him to court. So, it's on the East Coast.